This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I've got a really awesome episode for you today with a really cool guest. His name's Mr. Randall Grizzle. Randall is the founder of Closer Secrets, and you probably never heard of him before, but he's responsible for building some of the biggest businesses out there. Randall is an expert salesman, and he's worked with experts like Russell Brunson of .com Secrets. Russell's got a really huge business in which he helps people to set up online businesses. And Randall was responsible for running his sales floor. And what Randall's doing now is he's teaching and helping others to sell. So I wanted to bring him on to the podcast because one of the most important skills I think that anybody can learn is how to sell. And that's not just true if you're in business. You are constantly pitching people on things that you want them to do. You're constantly pitching your wife. You're constantly pitching your friends around you. You're constantly pitching people in your job as far as ideas that you're putting forward. So what Randall's doing here is he's really teaching people a valuable life skill. Another thing I want you to understand about Randall is that you're going to think he's going to come on here and he's going to be super pitchy and he's going to be like, you know, Crazy Eddie. I grew up in the tri-state system or the tri-state area, and Crazy Eddie was this guy who used to come on and say, "Hey, what's going on, guys? I've got all these radios. I got this. I got that. I got this. Come on in right now. Buy these before they go. They're insane." All this stuff. But Randall's actually very humble. He's very, very not what you would expect a salesman to be. And I think you're going to get a lot from this conversation because he delivers so much value, and he really wanted to come on here and serve our audience, which is just the most I can ask for from any guest. But before we get into that conversation, I just want to say, number one, this is the Warrior Soul Podcast. Welcome to it. If you haven't been in the podcast before, you haven't listened to us before, we deliver tools, tactics, strategies, and solutions for the U.S. military veteran community to live their best lives. Reason why we do this is because over the past decade and a half of war, we've run into a lot of issues in the veteran community. High suicide rates, high rates of chronic depression, chronic disease, and veteran homelessness. And while a lot of people out there are trying to raise awareness around these issues, I want to deliver solutions. So whenever you listen to one of these episodes, there's going to be a tool, a tactic, or a strategy that you can use right after the show, right? And that's why I bring experts like Randall on to talk about things that maybe I'm not an expert in and that could help you along your way. The only thing we ask in return is that you let other people know about the show and that you go over to iTunes and you write us a written review and that you rank us and let people, this really lets other people know about what we're doing here and what our mission is and how we're helping others. So please do so if you get a chance. The other thing I want to mention here is that this podcast would not be possible without the good people at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter, with coconut butter. And they've got a new product I want to talk about. It's their cheese crisps. These things are so delicious. They're addictive. They've been flavoring them with chili. They've been flavoring them with buffalo, and they're so good. If you want to try F-Bombs out, you can head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use that code WARRIORSOUL at checkout, and you'll get yourself 20% off your first order. With that, let's get into this conversation with Mr. Randall Grizzle of Closer Secrets. Randall, how you doing today, man?
Doing awesome, man. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing fantastic. They say it never rains in Southern California, but it's pouring cats and dogs out there, and it's kind of reminding me of my hometown in Connecticut. So nostalgic today.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you don't got snow on the ground.
Well, dude, man, you're living out in Boise, Idaho, and I hear that's an absolutely amazing place as far as, you know, things to do. I heard, you know, it's a real center for business right now, and I hear it's growing like crazy, right?
It's a nice community. It's a really cool place to raise a family. Like, I travel, go to these big cities, but I'm kind of a country boy. So Boise is kind of like a little big city, right? There's 250,000-300,000 people here. But yeah, it's a really cool spot, especially if you like the outdoors like we do, you know, hunting and fishing and camping. Like, during September, it's going to be hard to find me because I'm probably up in the mountains hunting elk with my bow.
That's amazing. And, you know, that's something I really want to get into in California. It's very difficult though. I do have some friends who are going to try and get me into it. But Randall, you know, I've been seeing everything that you've got going on out there in the business world and Closer Secrets. And what I want the audience to know about you is that you've been instrumental in really helping to build some of the biggest businesses that are out there through your skills as a salesperson, through running sales floors. Can we get a little bit into your story and how you got started?
Yeah, it was it's been about 17 years back now, but I had a small business doing construction, doing concrete, pouring mud, and also doing landscape curbing. And like I mentioned, here in Boise in the winter times, it's hard to stay busy. Obviously, when there's snow on the ground, it's hard to be putting in landscape curbing. So I had an opportunity to, one of my friends was working over at this call center, and they were selling consulting coaching on how to make money on eBay back then. So I went in there and I saw some young guys that were doing well. Ended up working there just throughout that first winter, and then went back in the summer and did the concrete construction thing again. And then that following winter, after I went back, I kind of fell in love with it. It was about the time that the housing market started to kind of fall apart, so construction got slow. And so I was kind of in a place where I needed to be able to perform with sales to feed my family. That floor ended up kind of getting the owner, long story, went through a divorce and all these things, and ended up kind of falling apart. And that's when I met a guy named Russell Brunson. It was kind of the beginning for a company, .com Secrets, his company. And he had a few guys that were working on the phone doing sales. They were also his coaches. They were really good at the internet marketing and coaching. I had just came from a call center that I learned this high ticket sales process. And so when I went over there, it was an opportunity for me to kind of shine. And so I ended up getting a leadership role. We went from having 5 guys to 50, 60 guys over the course of the next 6 months. And, you know, with that experience, opportunity, I ended up being able to represent, do sales for some of the other top online marketers here in the States through Russell. You know, most recently, up until the last year and a half, we built an inner circle group for Russell, kind of a mastermind group. There's 100 people in there. It's his 25K group. And we got a bunch of people started in a ClickFunnels certified partnership program. And then I saw the marketplace kind of asking for what we do as far as the high ticket sales. And so that's when I started Closer Secrets, wrote a book, created a course, kind of went all in on my own stuff, just decided to do the entrepreneurial thing. And yeah, now here we are.
That's a crazy journey, and for a couple of different reasons. For those of you out there who don't know who Russell Brunson is, he's pretty much one of the biggest internet marketers out there right now. He's developed some software called ClickFunnels, and if you get into this world, you'll see him everywhere, literally everywhere. He's helped guys like Tony Robbins, Dave Asprey, as far as building out their own funnels, and Randall was kind of at the center of that, helping to grow that business. Now, what I want to ask you, Randall, is at that very beginning, when you went from construction to the sales floor, where did you look to kind of develop your own sales process? What resources did you use? Were you practicing on your own? Were you writing your own scripts, or did you find inspiration from somewhere else?
Yeah, that's a great question. when I kind of came into the business, the guys that I went to work with here at this call center, they came out here from Utah, and they were kind of a bunch of they've been in the business for a while. And so when I started out, we used a two-part close where you kind of had an appointment setters and you had closers. And so I got really good at the appointment setting thing to set up closers to close deals. And then I just was able to surround myself with people that were really good. And so I just, I remember having conversations with my wife, and back in the beginning, her saying, how long are you going to work for $2 an hour? Cause it was a grind. Now it was 100% commission, and I didn't understand I wasn't good at it yet, but I saw guys that were making well into the six figures and young guys, and so I knew that I could do it. I just knew that it was going to take time to really get, to where I was kind of unconsciously competent. And so I just learned from the guys that I had surrounded myself with. The process that I learned is actually the same sales process that I still use, that I still teach. And so it's crazy how those days where I was really struggling was really the beginning of something, great, like being able to share all the knowledge and stuff now.
That's amazing, because there's a lot of people out there, when they hear about commission only jobs, they're like, no, I can't do that. There's no way I'm going to be able to do that. And I think in a lot of ways, it's because when you're under salary and you're getting paycheck all the time, you kind of get used to having that. It comes in, it helps to pay the bills, and then you buy things, and you kind of trap yourself into it. But at the same time, when you only eat when what you kill, there's a certain thing that's got to turn on inside of you, a certain drive. And did it at the very beginning when you were going through that, you were in a position where you were married, you had a family, and those sorts of things. What types of things were you able to tell your wife at that time to kind of help her to understand what you were trying to do?
Right. Well, thank God, she had a corporate job that she used to work. So she worked out at a company called Micron Technologies, and that was kind of it was the saving grace, because it was enough stability. I mean, it wasn't huge money, but it was enough stability that it helped us kind of keep our heads above water. But that is the thing with commission sales is, at some point you kind of get to a place where you say, I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, I don't want to know that this is how much I'm going to make. That's, it's almost a feeling once you start really getting addicted to the sales thing and working on commission, you're like, the last thing that I would ever want is somebody to tell me how many hours I'm going to work and how much I'm going to get paid for it. So it's kind of a entrepreneur mindset where maybe I'm contracted through companies, but I work and represent myself. Mm-hmm. And the income that I create is a direct reflection of the work that I do. And there's not, it's not in anybody else's control.
Right. There's got to be some sort of almost like an adrenaline addiction to really not knowing what's going to happen and really having your fate in your own hands. And that's why I think entrepreneurship is so attractive to people right now. You know, there's so many people starting up businesses, and the internet's made it really easier than ever to make that possible, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, anytime you start thinking about doing your own thing, whether even if you're starting a brick and mortar company or an internet business or anything else, you know that there's that risk. And if you kind of come into it with the mindset that you're going to do whatever it takes, you're never going to kind of quit or wimp out or give up on it. At some point, everything always works itself out. Even when we're struggling, even when there's these times that I'm like, man, you know, I got my face in my hands and I'm like, what the hell? Like, how am I doing? You know, what am I doing? But just knowing that at some point everything's going to always be all good, and just stay the course and do the best you can to keep that positive mindset.
Now, let me ask you this, because normally when you think of a salesman, you think of somebody who's kind of loud and boisterous. You think of somebody like, you know, maybe like Jordan Belfort or the Wolf of Wall Street type of stuff. And you think of, you know, somebody who's probably a bit cocky and a little bit, when they walk in the room, you're going to say, oh man, that's a salesman right there. You seem very, very humble. And you seem very grateful for all the opportunities that you've been given. And when you speak to people, you speak to them with a bit of a level of understanding. And you know,
yeah.
My ask here is what is it about you? And what is it about the people you've trained? Is there a certain personality aspect? Is there a certain thing that in your upbringing that kind of led you to this and that made you good at it? What characteristics go into making a really good salesman?
Right. That's a good question, because, you know, you're talking about the guy that's on the radio that's like, hey, Crazy Eddie here. If somebody don't come down here and buy a car in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to club a baby seal. I'll do it. You know, and that's, you know, that's kind of just like what people think when they think of, oh, he's a sales guy. He's a fast talking hut, you know, maybe even kind of on the shady side, like maybe he's not an honest person. He'll just tell people whatever they need to hear to try to sell stuff. And for me, and kind of the thing that kind of, when I had my really kind of first breakthrough with sales, I was in a position where I had no other options. Like, I had to figure out how to get deals done. And I had to ask myself, do I really truly believe 100% in the product or service that I'm selling? Do I believe in it? Because if, when you believe in that product or service, and you really know that when you get people to make a commitment, a decision, maybe that they normally wouldn't make, but at some point it's going to help them become a better person, create a better life for themselves, then you're really doing them a disservice if you're not able to get them to kind of step out of their comfort zone and make that commitment. And most of the time when people are selling, it's all about me, 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 right? They're trying to tell people why they need to do all these different things because they're thinking, me, 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 me. And my shift came when I really started to understand that it's not about me. It's not about me at all. And I know that when I do these things, when I come from a place of truth, right? And I speak the facts to people, and I live in reality. So truth, fact, reality. And I understand that as a closer, my purpose is to do the survey, analyze that data that I receive, and then provide a solution. And if I'm not able to, at the end of the day, help somebody with the decision that they make, then I don't sell them. But if there's somebody that I know that if I can get them to kind of step out of that comfort zone and make that commitment, and I'm coming from a place of truth, I'm like, you know, Chris, like if I can really help you understand that making this decision, we can help you put yourself in a better situation, better place than where you're at now. And it's not going to happen overnight, Right? It's not about painting a picture of pie in the sky. It's about helping people understand that if you want to change your situation, you got to first make the decision and you got to make the commitment that you're going to put the time into it. You're going to be open-minded and teachable. You want to learn, right? You're not going to be a know-it-all. You got to be decisive. You got to be able to make the difficult decisions. And you have to be able to make a commitment of some sort of investment with whatever you're selling. Right? Whenever you're selling stuff, people have to invest to be a part of it. It doesn't matter if you're selling hot dog stands or a restaurant. Like these commitments, if you want to build a business, you got to put time into it, right?
Exactly.
You got to learn. You got to make the hard decisions. And they take investments. And so helping people understand that if I do extend the invitation to help to be a part of whatever we're doing, that they're going to do what's necessary on their end to get the result they're looking for. Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to do it for you. Nothing. Nobody's going to do anything for you. And it's that mindset when people are selling that, you know, we're going to do all this for you. Right? You don't have to do anything. And that's the disconnect, because that's never true. There's always some sort of together with building a business. No one's going to build a business for you. They'll build it with you. But it's always going to come back to you sticking to your commitment, spend the time, learn, right? Be open-minded, teachable, make the hard decisions, and never quit or wimp out or give up. And that's the main thing, is that people, they start all these different things and then they stop. So I tell people all the time, stop stopping.
Right.
Like, where would you have been with this idea that you had 20 years ago if you would have just stuck through it when things did suck? Because things are always going to suck before they get good. Like nothing just, you know, it just starts out good and gets amazing. Like you always have that time of suck. And so for me, I've just learned and watching all these entrepreneurs around me, the ones that stay the course, they don't make excuses. They know that there's going to be these tough times, but they don't stop. Like, so that's why, like I said, like I encourage people that if you have a dream, there's something that you're passionate about, like, thank God, because a lot of people don't know what they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. So like, even if you just have something that you're passionate about, then start and don't stop and go get it. Like, you know, just understand it's about the journey.
That's so important. And I also think that, you know, in this day and age with the internet being what it is, there's so many shiny objects out there for people. And so there's a lot of opportunity to lose focus. And I think that, you know, the barrier to entry being so low, as far as business goes. And when I'm talking about the barrier to entry, I mean, just being able to put up a website, being able to put up a landing page, being able to create videos, being able to talk to people. I think people think it's just as simple as that. Right, is it just getting those assets up and then just putting it out there. But you've got to have a level of commitment to what you're doing. And if it's not there, you're going to give up at some point.
100%. Yeah.
Now you have this with your closers in your own business. You call them the grateful closers. Why do you use the term grateful?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that. For me, it's in living a happy life. Mm-hmm. It's not about always thinking out in front or thinking about the stupid shit that I've done in the past. It's about thinking about right now, I am where I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Right. And do I have goals? 100%. Of course. You know, I do. I have big goals. But I look around right now and I'm happy that, and I'm grateful that I got up and my wife made breakfast. Right. She made coffee. And, you know, we don't live in a multi-million dollar home, but we have a really nice home. We have nice cars, like right now. And it's just, I think happiness is really being able to help yourself focus on where you're at right now. And being happy with what you do have. Because I could go down the list and tell you all the things that suck. And I could spend time thinking about those. And I think that for me, I can speak for myself personally, the more time that I spend thinking about things that suck, I can go into depression really fast. And so I know that if I like focus right now and continuously focus on all the things that I'm grateful for, that I'm going to be a happier person. And I think the key to being good at sales is being in control of our state. Because especially when you're, you know, so there's sales can be really challenging. You have to deal with a lot of rejection. And when you're, you know, doing commission sales, it can get very anxious, right? You can start to feel like you're not good enough, or, you know, what am I doing? Like, do I suck at this? And so the other thing is just with the grateful closers thing is when people think of closers, typically they think of hardcore, you know, high pressure, loud, obnoxious. And the reality is that stuff really doesn't work. The top 10% of professional closers, they aren't bouncing off the walls. They're not going 100 miles an hour. They're focused and they have a game plan like Vince Lombardi, and they know how to execute the play. And when you come from a place of like a grateful state and you're in control of your mindset, then that's going to help you be able to get other people thinking that way. And when we're doing high ticket sales and we're getting people to make decisions that they normally wouldn't make, it's almost a mindset coaching session to help them change their beliefs and get them to stop focusing on all this negative stuff and what happens in the fear. And the fear is what most people make their decisions based off of. You know, what if this doesn't work, right? Where the grateful closer helps them shift that state. Mm-hmm. It helps them understand that you're in control of the decisions that you make. And when you make those decisions, holding yourself accountable, right? And understanding it's about the journey. It's about right now. Like, what can you do right now, you know? And so, yeah, that's kind of the thing, the grateful closers thing.
So if, let's say you're on a sales call and you're speaking to somebody and it seems like they really want to do it, but then they say, well, hey, I've got to go talk to my wife, or I've got to go, and really think about this for a little bit. In your position, what do you do at that point?
Yeah, that's a great question. With the sales process that I teach, I like to be able to overcome all of the common objections before they come up. So like the first one that you mentioned, maybe somebody has a partner, right? So before I would spend a bunch of time in the sales process, maybe laying out proposals and things like that, I would make sure that they made it through kind of the pre-qualification commitments. And so as far as if somebody has a spouse, I'd let them know that, you know, I'm in the business of creating success stories, not divorce stories. We're going to ask you to make some commitments on your end. And whether she's building the business with you or not, I'd like to invite her to be a part of the call, because if nothing else, I want to earn her blessing. Mm-hmm. Because if she says that we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it. The last thing that I want to do is get you started with something and have you sleeping on the couch.
Right.
So that's kind of the wife thing. So I try to invite them to be a part of the call. And then when you do things that way, from a place of truth, rather than, oh, what's your wife going to say when you let her know you made an extra $3,000 this next month? What's your wife going to say then? Mm-hmm. Huh? And that's the approach you'll hear from, you know, like, I mean, that's like the reality, like that's the way that some people sell. But when you come from a place of truth and you're like, you know what, man, like I want to be able to help you, but we need to get your wife on involved, right? We don't want to do this without her knowing. And then when you take that approach, a lot of times people will be like, you know what, like, I appreciate that, but I actually do make all these types of business decisions on my own. And then when somebody tells you that, then you respect that. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the end of the call, right? You've already covered that. So they're less likely to say, hey, it sounds great. Let me go talk to my wife. And then the other objection that you say, oh, the think about it, right? So when people say that they want to think about it, it's because, again, you haven't been through the game plan, like I mentioned, like Vince Lombardi on the front. Because if I'm not going to lay out and kind of explain to somebody everything that we're going to provide for them until I know they're at a place that, provided what I cover makes sense with them, that they're willing and they can see how we're able to help them get to where they want to be, I want to know how soon they want to get started. So, right. And I want to know, how long have they been thinking about getting help? Mm-hmm. And then when they tell me these things, you tell me you've been thinking about doing something different for the last year. And then I get to the end of the call and you tell me you want to think about it. Am I really helping you out hopping off the phone? No. Because what do you think the hardest part is for people?
Hardest part is to just overcome that fear and to just pull the
trigger. Yes. It's to decide. Right. Because do you think that if you stepped out of your comfort zone right now and made the decision and you made a $10,000 financial commitment, do you think that's going to hold you accountable?
Absolutely.
Would you do your part? Would you put the time into it? Right. Yep. Will you learn? Will you be open-minded, teachable? Mm-hmm. Right. And that again goes back to this whole process that I teach, and it's more of a reverse selling to where you convince me that you're going to do your part. Maybe I'll extend an invitation to you, because I don't give a shit if it's you or the next guy. I'm going to get deals done, but the people that I get deals done with, we're going to serve them. And it's because they're going to do the work.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you this, because it seems like there's a lot of people in this space right now who are using a lot of kind of fake scarcity, where they'll say, like, let's say I've only got 10 slots open, but then they're putting in like 150 people or something like that into the course. What are they doing to shoot themselves in the foot there?
Well, anytime you're again, it goes against the kind of closer secret code, the Grateful Closers code. Like, if there's any gaps in the process from the funnel, right, the videos that you're creating, if everything isn't in alignment from the beginning, and you're not coming from a place of truth, at some point you're going to cause issues for yourself.
Right.
Right. Like, anytime we're like doing shit that if it's not congruent and honest, then it always comes, like we all know, like people that are lying, it always comes back and bites them in the ass. Right.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, you're right. You see that scarcity, you see people coming from that place where they're not telling the truth. And at some point people get to the, like you said, you see it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so pretty soon, do you want to be that guy?
Right.
Do you want to be one of those guys that's like, you know, full of shit right from the beginning? Cause I see that when I see that stuff, I'm just like, you know, or if somebody tried to sell me and said, I got 3 spots open or whatever, you know, whatever it is, it's, I could kind of see right through that. And I can see, in the future, more people catching on to that and being able to, at some point, you know, see right through people's BS. So kind of the way around that, though, is doing it coming from a place of truth is putting, it's always, the sales process is always about them. Mm-hmm. Right. This is the hard thing to teach. A lot of times, like when you hop on sales calls, people will be like, okay, Randall, tell me what you got. Tell me what you guys, what are you guys doing? And like a lot of times closers or sales professionals will be like, yeah, we got this course, you know, we do coaching, we're going to help you with your traffic, we're going to do your funnels. And I'm just talking about what we do. And when I'm telling you about all these different things that we do, it feels like I'm definitely trying to sell you. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between me selling you and you selling me on why we should work with you. And this is a hard thing to teach. If you hop on a call with me and you tell me what you got, like, how's this all going to work? I'm going to answer it with a question. Well, help me understand where you're at and what you're looking to do. Because the chances are I may not have anything for you.
Right. And then that makes the call about them, where their business is at, what you can do to help them, what they need in order to move forward.
That's right. Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yep. Now, as far as you'd mentioned gratitude, and for those people out there who are, let's say their life is in a bit of disarray, right? And they don't feel like they have much to be grateful for. What would you say to those people to try to put them into a better mental state?
Yep. What I would say, and something that I do that I practice, is you don't have to have a lot to be grateful for. You just have to have a little. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's about when I wake up in the morning, and I've kind of trained myself to do this before I open my eyes. So I wake up, and before I open my eyes, I think about what I am grateful for. I'll just think about it. It only needs to be two or three things. Mm-hmm. You might just be grateful that you got a freaking blanket.
Right.
You might, you know, it's not about, everybody has this thing that, like, you know, a lot of times, especially when we kind of start heading toward that kind of depression place, like we get in a place where we feel like, you know, everything kind of is just, you know, like, and we take what we do have for granted. And so I think that for me, I know it's really about just being like, you know what? Like I mentioned, I mean, just the fact that I had a cup of coffee. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be big things. It's just that everybody has something, some things that they should be grateful for. It's just a matter of thinking about what they are.
Nice. Yeah. And when you're able to think about those things, number one, it does put you into a better mood, but it also allows you to, in my experience, treat the past in a different way, because a lot of people, you know, they're either in that to me mindset or the for me mindset. And a lot of times when you're in the to me mindset, you look back at your past and you're like, oh man, if this only happened, or if that only happened, I'd be way, way ahead. And that keeps you from really learning from the past and learning from your past mistakes and allowing yourself to grow from them.
Yeah, I think, you know, forgiving yourself, mm-hmm. and just being like, you know what? Yeah, I've made bad decisions. And man, if I wouldn't have did that, you know, imagine where my life would be. It could be in a totally different place. And it's not just me or you or the next guy. At some point, whether people admit it or not, they look at themselves in the mirror. And they can either think about the stupid things that they've done in the past, or they can think about the fact that right now, in this moment, they have their breath. Mm-hmm. And when you're grateful for the chance to freaking breathe, because not everybody, I mean, we're all going to die. We know that. We've all lost people that we cared about. So next time, like whenever I start to feel sorry for myself a little bit, because it's easy for me if I'm not, and that's the whole grateful thing, because I've, you know, I think we all have, but it's easy for me to think about things that aren't serving me. Right. And so for me, and you know, like you, I know, you know, this Daryl Hill guy, but he helped me with it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't grow up with money. Like, you know, like we lived on a ranch and, you know, we didn't have money and, you know, and so it was hard for me to kind of, feel like I deserve to be successful, you know, like it's just kind of all I knew was what it's like to struggle a bit. And you know, I guess with some of the stuff that Daryl helped me out with was, forgiving myself. Like, just like, it doesn't do anybody any good to think about the same thing over and over that's not serving you, even though it's hard, but forgive yourself. Like, you're alive. You have that breath. Like, you get to breathe.
Yeah. And Daryl's a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
Past guest here on the podcast and U.S. Marine Corps officer, and he's helping a lot of people.
For sure. Yeah. He's amazing.
Now, let me ask you this here, because, and this kind of gets back to what you're doing right now with your own business. A lot of entrepreneurs, they're getting into business. Like I said, the barrier to entry is lower than ever. And it's easy to get wrapped up into the idea of online selling. And I think, you know, maybe 5-6 years ago, it was a lot easier than it was than it is now. You could start to make sales, you know, just using a Facebook page. And, you know, a lot of times I was making sales back then just by putting things up. Today it's a bit different. And I think it's a combination of things. You know, people are seeing a lot more marketing. They're becoming desensitized to it. But it seems like right now, if you have something of significance to sell, it's necessary to get somebody on the phone and it's necessary to talk them in order to close them. And I think that's something that might've gotten lost over the past 5 to 10 years was the art of selling. And I think it's coming down to a point where people who specialize in this, like you, are the ones who are going to be able to shine through. What is missing from the current equation for a lot of these businesses, as far as being able to sell, being able to bring people on the phone, being able to close people?
I think a lot of times, you know, like with the whole blue ocean thing, people hop into something and there's really no difference between what they're doing and the next guy. Mm-hmm. And so like what I like to ask people and kind of a question that I've asked myself while we're building this company is, what's the difference between what you do and what other people are doing that are in a similar space? So I think it's important for us to really be able to answer that one question, because that's your message on the front, mm-hmm. right? And you have to have that message, right, is what's going to be different, you know, about you, that's going to attract people that are potentially buy from you. Because if we're all got the same ads, right, and we're doing the same thing as everybody else, then it gets messy, you know. It just gets to be a lot of information, and you're just kind of, you just end up kind of being one of the other sheep. If you mentioned, you know, like if you come from a place where you tell the truth and you're vulnerable and you kind of confront your fear and put yourself out there, there's so much power in just saying, you know what, I don't care what anybody thinks, I'm just going to pick up my phone and do a Facebook Live. There's so many people that I talk to and, you know, people that I know that are amazing, that have all this wealth of knowledge, these different things that they could share. They could build all these amazing brands, but it really just comes back to the fear of they're afraid to put themselves out there. And so from my experience, and, you know, this comes from like investing a lot of money into coaching and stuff in the past, having that breakthrough and confronting that fear and just being like, you know what, I'm going to put myself out there. And, you know, people are going to, you know, they'll judge me and they'll say this and they'll say that. And they're probably people that aren't doing shit. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, for a lot of us, it's that the fear that holds us back from getting to that next level. And I think that the biggest, easiest way to create that differentiator is to put yourself out there and just be you. That's awesome. Rather than just all the ads and all this, pick up your phone and consistently put out quality content. Consistent quality content equals value. And that's what people want. Like, you know, and if you're consistently creating quality content and putting it out there, that's going to at some point get those same people to reciprocate, buy from you.
Right. It also seems to me, though, that a lot of people are so obsessed with creating content that they never really create anything to sell or create real products. And is that a danger you see out there?
Well, yeah, for sure. I like to kind of work the equation backwards and be like, what's the most valuable thing that I can provide to a certain marketplace? Like, what is that? How can I deliver that? Right. So like for me, I watched all, you know, and I sold all these people into these certified partnership programs. And it's kind of like you said, they get really good at using the software, mm-hmm. building funnels. but then they would still struggle financially because they didn't know how to package and sell what they knew how to do.
Right.
Right. So they knew how to build all these funnels and do all this stuff, but they didn't know how to put together an offer and say, I'll build a funnel for you. Right. I'll do these different things for you. This is my offer. This is how much it's going to be. And then have a sales process to get those people that raise their hand to, you know, take them up on the offer. So I like the idea of creating your offers first and then building from there. Like, create your offer. That way you know who you're speaking to, who your avatar is. You know, when I started doing my own thing, Russell messaged me one time and he said, you know, just keep it simple. Create an offer, right? Buy some ads. There you go. Like, all that you really need, like, most people are doing all these other extra things. But when it comes down to it, like, create an offer, like, figure out how you can provide the most value for your marketplace and how you want to deliver that.
Awesome.
And then run some ads and it's game over.
Now, I wanted to get into this because I know that you just started this up, but talk to me about Closer Secrets and talk to me about the direction you're going with your own business right now, because I think that it's absolutely genius what you're doing. And I think you've got a lot of really good stuff to offer.
Yeah. And thank you for that. So with Closer Secrets, it's really kind of two things that we focus on. Number one, and after I asked my question, how can I really serve the marketplace? People want stuff as far as sales. They want somebody to take that responsibility for the most part and do it for them. So that's when I started started actually providing that service and doing done for you sales. Because I knew that the marketplace was asking for it. So I started contracted closers. Now we have over 200 right now in our Grateful Closers community. And so if you're somebody even that is looking for opportunity, that wants to learn how to do sales, then I'm about to launch another course, and I'm going to give it to everybody that's in that group. And it's a course that a lot of people would sell for a couple $1,000s. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want to provide the people with opportunity. I want to be able to contract people, the best sales professionals. And so I need to help them get to that level. So there's the Grateful Closers opportunity. And then for business owners that are looking for sales professionals, I want to provide them with good sales professionals, people that are on the same level. They understand how we do things, how we write these scripts, perform our way through the sales process. And so kind of keeping it simple. We do done for you sales for business owners that have amazing service products or services. And I contract those closers.
Wow. And you know, you're looking for a specific type of client when you're contracting with these people. So what types of companies are you looking to work with?
Yeah. And so as far as that goes, it's really about whatever company it is, whatever we sell in 6 months from now, how is that client's experience? Mm-hmm. So do they have something amazing, some kind of superpower that they're providing for these people? Is this something that we believe in? Because if somebody, you know, for example, one of our clients, and we have clients that are kind of do all different kinds of things, but one of them teaches yogis how to build their yoga businesses. Right. And it's fun watching us get traction with that client of ours. But what's even more fun is watching his clients starting to build their business. And so it's like the trickle effects. It's like, damn, like we're having an effect in this world. Like we're helping, we're creating, you know, it's multi-levels this is happening on. And so the main thing that I look for with clients that we create relationships with, that we do the sales for, is do they have whatever it is that they're asking us to sell? Do I see the value in it? And is it something that, you know, do I believe in it? And, you know, as far as a track record, what's the track record like with people that they've worked with in the past. And so that's the main thing, is that I want to protect our brand, first of all. So I don't want to be selling any stuff that's not good stuff, you know? And I want to make sure that when I ask a closer to sell something for whatever clients that we're working with, that it's something that I would sell myself.
Awesome. And with your Grateful Closers group, as far as these are people that are interested in finding sales opportunities with your organization, it's kind of like a recruitment process for you?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of where I, anybody that's looking for sales opportunity, I have them hop in that group, and I do sales trainings and stuff in there. And then it's kind of where, like I said, with this course, the only way that I'm going to give people access to this course is if they're in that group first, and then they sign up for the course. But then I have a totally separate group called Closer Secrets. That's more, you know, there's a couple thousand people in there, and that's more kind of business owners that maybe are looking for closers and stuff like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. That's absolutely genius. I mean, as far as trying to, because the hardest thing to do, I think, in a lot of businesses is finding good people, and being able to create something like that where you're getting them the training and you get to see who rises to the top there. You know, that's genius, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. People are fun.
Awesome. Awesome. So where can people get in touch with you? Where can they find you? Where, you have your Closer Secrets website. You have, Facebook groups, and we'll get those links up there, but are you also on Instagram and Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah. On Instagram. I don't do much on Twitter. I guess I'm on Twitter, but yeah, Instagram, Randall Grizzle. And you know, I got this, if you go to, closersecrets.com. I got the Closer Secrets book here. But I think kind of really the easiest way for us to kind of get connected and maybe get a chance to know each other is through the private groups, the Grateful Closers community. If maybe you're looking for opportunity doing sales, or you just want to level up your sales game, Grateful Closers. And if you're a business owner, you know, maybe looking for sales professionals at some point, and then Closer Secrets.
And, you know, last question here, what does living your best life mean to you? I know that's kind of a heavy question, but it's something I'm trying to bring in at the end to leave the guys with something to move forward with.
Yeah. Living the best life for me, I think really just, being in a position that I can take care of my family and not have to have them worry about things that I had to worry about growing up. Being able to own my time and do what I want to do and spend time with the people that I want to spend time with. So that might be the simple answer, but it's just the truth. Like I'm a simple guy, and I think the best life for me is being able to give more and own my time.
Awesome. Randall, first off, I want to really thank you for coming on here, and I want to acknowledge you. You know, you're a really smart dude. It seems like everything you do, you're looking to serve. And I think that's the basis of everything. For anybody who wants to be successful, you got to figure out how you can serve. And, you know, it's absolutely awesome. So thanks again for coming on here. And to everybody out there, you know, take notes when you're listening to this episode. Go back, see, take advantage of some of these tips that he brought out here. And, you know, if you're looking for these types of opportunities, get onto those private Facebook groups. And you know, he put out some really, really great training there. So thank you all for listening. Get out there and live your best lives while you can.